However, you have fun today. Today I'm going to tell you about patience. Do you know what patience is? Yeah, it's having to wait for something you want right now, isn't it? Yes. Well, Teresa was really happy because tomorrow will be her sixth birthday. Is that anybody six here? At least six? Right? Do you remember your sixth birthday? Do you remember the fun you had on your sixth birthday? You know, my sixth birthday, when I was in school, they had a little cake, and I got to put in six candles. And they sang happy birthday. And when we went home, we had friends to the house, and then my mom had a great party for us. And we had a lot of things. We had ice cream and cake and drink. We had a lot of fun on our sixth birthday. You remember that, your sixth birthday? And those of you that aren't six yet, you got something to look forward to. You're going to have to be patient, darling. Well, Teresa was really excited. She wanted her birthday to come right now. Why can't I have my birthday today, she said. It's tomorrow. And the phone rang. It was Aunt Mabel. And Aunt Mabel says, you know something? She says, I've been making a very nice little dress for Teresa. But today I have to work overtime, and the dress is almost finished, but it needs the buttonholes finished. She said, but I'd like to give her that dress. If I give her the dress, can you finish the buttonholes for her? And her mom says, oh, sure, I can do that. So the next day, she had her party there. She got all her presents. She had a lot of fun. And she got this great little dress. And, oh, she liked that. She says, I want to put it on right now. Her mom says, no, you need to wait. You're going to have to be patient. The buttons aren't finished yet. And I'll need to finish those buttons. Well, let's finish them right now. She says, no, you need to be patient. Wait. And the next day, she says, can we finish it? Her mom says, well, she said, I'm sick today. Let me lie down and rest a little while. We'll do the buttons later. And she's looking at things. She's looking at her dress. And she says, you know what? I've seen mommy do this before. She just takes some scissors and she cuts little buttonholes in there. And I can do that. She said. And she gets the scissors and she gets the dress. Yeah, you're right. And she cuts her buttonholes. And guess what? They're way too big. The buttons won't stay in anymore. And they're not lined up. And oh, she's crying. And her mom comes in and looks at the thing there. She says, oh, Teresa. And they tried. They did their best. They called her Mabel. And they never were able to fix that dress. And Teresa could never wear that dress because she was not patient enough to wait. You know, there's a lot of times in life when we need to be patient to wait for things. Because things are better when they come at the right time. Just be like, you know, you're all ready for Christmas, right? And you want Christmas to come? Wouldn't it be great? Well, what happens if today you could open all your Christmas presents? Well, you'd have fun today, wouldn't you? But on Christmas Day, when everybody else was opening theirs and you had none, it would be so fun, would it? So things are good when they come in their time. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for giving us things in their time. We pray that we have patience to wait and accept them in your hands. Praise your holy name.